The first reading is from the Old Testament. It's from Psalm 51. It's a David psalm after he was confronted by Nathan about the affair with Bathsheba. Generous in love, God, give grace. Huge in mercy, wipe out my bad record. Scrub away my guilt. Soak out my sins in your laundry. I know how bad I've been. My sins are staring me down. You're the one I've violated. And you've seen it all, seen the full extent of my evil. You have all the facts before you. Whatever you decide about me is fair. I've been out of step with you for a long time, in the wrong since before I was born. What you're after is truth from the inside out. Enter me then. Conceive a new, true life. Soak me in your laundry and I'll come out clean. Scrub me and I'll have a snow-white life. Turn me into foot-tapping songs. Set these once broken bones to dancing. Don't look too close for blemishes. Give me a clean bill of health. God, make me a fresh start. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. And from the New Testament, this is from this is from John 1, verses 5 through 10. This, in essence, is the message we heard from Christ and are passing on to you. God is light, pure light. There's not a trace of darkness in him. If we claim that we experience a shared life with him and continue to stumble around in the dark, we've obviously lying through our teeth. We're not living what we claim. But if we walk in the light, God himself being the light, we also experience a shared life with one another. As the sacrificed blood of Jesus, God's Son, purges all our sins. If we claim that we're free of sin, we're only fooling ourselves. A claim like that is arrant nonsense. On the other hand, if we admit our sins, make a clear breast of them, he won't let us down. He'll be true to himself. He'll forgive our sins and purge us all wrongdoing. If we claim that we've never sinned, we out and out contradict God. Make a liar out of him. A claim like that only shows off our ignorance of God. That ends today's reading.
Brother, sister in Christ, there's indeed a blessed assurance encapsulated in the first book of John, chapter 1, saying, if we admit our sins, make a clean breast of them, God will not let us down. He will be true to himself. He will forgive our sins and purge us of all wrongdoing. Let me begin with a question. Have you ever done something wrong and felt guilty and miserable about it afterwards? I think all of us I've known those moments in our lives. A feeling of guilt can lead to all sorts of interesting situations. For instance, when during a phone call, certain wife asked her husband, John, do you remember what day this is? He couldn't answer, so he did not. But to play it safe, on the way home from the office, he bought her a dozen of roses. And his wife said with surprise, why, dear, you shouldn't have. But this will be the best Groundhog Day I've ever had. And this is a true story. There was a roadside sign that stood on the highway approaching the land here in Florida. Now, the yellow diamond-shaped sign warned travelers, narcotics inspection ahead. Now, there was no inspection, but many drivers who saw the sign panicked and made an immediate illegal U-turn, and then the police stopped them and searched them on the way back. Well, this truly happened, and finally the American Civil Liberties Union objected, so this sign was removed. Now, the road sign was a cagey idea based on the understanding of human nature. And that is exactly what a guilty conscience can do to a person. It causes you and me to see and believe in things that are not even there. Guilty consciences cause people to do destructive things. So many people became helpless alcoholics or tried to fix themselves with drugs simply because they did not know what to do with such a guilty conscience. Guilt takes a toll on mind and body. It causes us to imagine problems that we may not even have. It shatters our sense of self-esteem, and those in its grip live in the service of a cruel, sadistic master. Therefore, an honest question from my heart to yours: have you ever experienced the agony that guilt can cause? How do we rid ourselves of this monster inside that we have no control over? Now, to be forgiven and to forgive are basic teachings of our Christian faith. And one simply cannot pretend to be a follower of Jesus Christ without facing and dealing with the realities of the brokenness of so many human relationships in our very own lives. One can never avoid the reality of the brokenness of our own personal relationship with God. Now, the Lord's Prayer defines God's terms in this regard. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So maybe we, you and I, have some sincere forgiving to do, maybe this very morning, before we can truly expect forgiveness and the restoration, the full restoration of our personal relationship with God. Forgiveness begins at the foot of the cross of Jesus. In Christ, we believe that Golgotha is the place where forgiveness takes place. This is the address where we go for atonement. Having the assurance of forgiveness, however, how necessary it may be, it is only the first step. It's followed up by an equally important step, because we also want people whom we might have wronged to forgive us. Wonderful healing and restoration of precious relationships can take place if we are only willing to reach out to others in the Spirit of Christ. And then there are also another question: what about those situations where it is impossible to reach the victims of your and my wrongdoing. Another question. What if other people would be hurt if we confess to our wrong behavior? What then? Well, then we have indeed a challenge. And let me tell you beforehand, tranquilizers will not, cannot, and shall never help. Many people on tranquilizers today are there because of a guilty conscience. And let me also tell you that positive thinking is simply not the answer. All the positive thoughts in the world can never take away the stain of guilt from the human soul. Forgiveness and restoration. And I wouldn't be a Christian if I thought otherwise. Take place at the foot of the cross. And there is something about the cross of Jesus that forever changed the relationship between God and humankind. The power of the forces of darkness to wreck our lives was destroyed when the Lord of life died on a cross long, long ago. And since the tremendous beginnings of the Christian faith, theologians and students have tried to explain to themselves, to others, to the world, how the Jewish carpenter of Nazareth, so long ago, in such a backward land, changed our experience and understanding of guilt forever. We say as Christians, it happened on Calvary. In Jesus, we believe that God established a link, a direct link with you and me. An early Christian said, I'm not afraid of the cross. I know that men used to come there to die, but since Jesus died, they come there to live, and to live forever. True forgiveness is rooted in the grace of God. I cherish the illustration of an accident that happened between two cars, and they tell me it was a true story, that the young woman driver of one of the cars was immediately in tears. She admitted that it was all her fault, and besides that, she was driving a brand new car less than 2 days from the showroom. How was she ever, ever going to face her husband? And then came the moment when she had to show her driver's license and her car's registration. So she reached into the glove compartment to retrieve the documents. And on the first paper she found a note in her husband's handwriting. In case of an accident, remember, darling, it's you I love and not the car. And those could very well be God's words to us. It is you I love. I want you to be free of guilt. The Bible assures us that God is love. That God's love is unconditional. And this is a grudge that I carry in me that I wish I could get rid of it. Amazing how many quasi-Christians, even churches, still attempt to define God's love according to their own misguided understanding and interpretation. They want to send you to hell and back before you can claim the love of God that is so much at the root of our unshakable faith. God is love, and Him we proclaim. There are no buts, ifs, or maybes. And the Bible declares that it is so. If you and I admit our sins, make a clean breast of them, God will never, ever let us down God will always remain true to God's self. We can count on it. We can take it to the bank. He forgives our sins and purges us of all wrongdoing. Friend, do you believe that? Do you believe that God has taken away your sin forever? If you do, why don't you just take the next step? Simply leave your guilt, your shame, and your constant feelings of guilt right here in this place this morning. Be determined not to carry those feelings of guilt with you beyond the doors of this room. Because God cannot lie. God is love. And God has an assurance for you and me. Admit it. Place it at the foot of the cross this very day. And then believe and accept the power and the grace that only God can give. Experience forgiveness this very day. There is indeed a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work is in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. Do not ever feel discouraged. For Jesus is your friend who, if you ask for knowledge, will never fail to lend. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, hear us as we pray. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, it hurts us when we have to ask for forgiveness. We know the piercing pain of guilt and the shame and embarrassment. Help us relinquish our jealous desire to be right and to have others remember that we were right. Then give us grace to go out with fresh courage, humbled but confident, ready and willing to try again. We pray for those in our circle of concern who need to forgive one another. A husband and wife, a parent and child, friends and neighbors, co-workers, brothers and sisters, and all those other situations we mention in the silence of our hearts. O God, in and through Jesus Christ, break down the dividing wall of hostility by the power of your Spirit. Create a bridge of understanding and knit us all together in one holy peace. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.